Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
It's a song where it's like the choruses are kind of in the style of U2, but the verses are very Bare Naked Ladies.
So far, you're selling me like a song that I really don't want to listen to.
Well, don't worry, you can't. But the point is not whether or not it's a good song. The point is that because Tyler couldn't find it, he just could not let go of this thing.
I don't think if you work in pots and pans, you call them pots and pans. I feel like there's a more official title, like you'd work in kitchenware. Hi, I'm head of pots and pans for a major distributor.
Well, she's a sales director, so she doesn't work directly with the pots or pans, to be fair.
My apologies.
Hi, guys. Well, I'm Diana, born and raised in Cincinnati, and I'm only 14 years old. I've only been acting for about 3 years now.
On the episode today, we'll sample Reply All, My Dad Wrote a Porno, and Audio Footlights. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. As much as the internet is a product of human innovation, its influence on how we live and interact can't be understated. In a world that's moving more and more online, internet literacy is more important than ever. That's where our first podcast, Reply All, comes in. Hosted by reporters PJ Voigt and Alex Goldman, Reply All is more than simply a podcast about the internet. With the internet as a backdrop, PJ and Alex uncover a vast mural of deeply human stories that serve as guides to navigating and surviving modern life. The technology that allows us to be more connected than ever comes with benefits and drawbacks, and you'll hear plenty of both in each new Reply All story. Here's a snippet from the episode of Reply All titled The Case of the Missing Hit. The episode features a California listener who's been haunted by a pop song from childhood that stuck with him, but he has absolutely no trace online. With the help of Reply All, they set out to find the identity of the mysteriously disappeared melody.
So this week, our listener with an unusually thorny technical problem is a guy named Tyler Gillette.
So I live in Los Angeles. I am an artist, a film director.
I was very intrigued by your email.
I can't overstate how much this has driven me crazy.
Tell me about the problem.
So the problem began, this was probably, I don't know, this was a couple months ago now. I was leaving a dinner party with my wife. I think it was a holiday party. And I had had a couple of beers, and we're driving back to our place. And as I tend to do, you know, I'm trying to get her attention, make her laugh. And I'm singing this song that's stuck in my head. And she's asking me, like, what is this? What is this weird song you're singing? And so I was like, you don't know this song? This is like a huge thing in the 90s. I can't believe you don't know this song. So I pull my phone out to try to find it so that I can put it on Bluetooth and we can listen to it on the drive home. And I can't find a single lyric to this song. I can't figure out, you know, who made it. Nothing, no information anywhere on Google about this song. And the next, you know, the next 10, 15 minutes of our drive home is quiet because I'm just sort of sitting in the passenger seat, like frantically searching for this for this song. And I eventually get home. It's like, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And she's like, well, I'm going to bed. And I was like, well, cool. I'm going to stay up. I got to figure this thing out. And I'm awake for the next like 3.5 hours on Google. And every time I searched something new and found another dead end, I was getting increasingly frustrated, but also kind of scared. Like it started to dawn on me that there was something really bizarre happening.
It felt almost like he'd found like a hole in the world, like a glitch. He said it wasn't like this was the best song in the world. Like that wasn't the problem. The way he described it, he said it's a song where it's like the choruses are kind of in the style of U2, but the verses are very Bare Naked Ladies.
So far, you're selling me like a song that I really don't want to listen to.
Well, don't worry, you can't. But the point is not whether or not it's a good song. The point is that because Tyler couldn't find it, he just could not let go of this thing.
I would wake up in the middle of the night with a new lyric in my head, and I'd go to my computer and write it down and then go back to bed. Like, this, these lyrics were kind of like filtering into my brain, because the lyrics of this song are not ambiguous lyrics. Like, there are a million and one things that you should be able to just type into Google and it immediately pull up, you know, the right song. And instead, Google was returning these like wildly literal search results. Like, one of the lyrics is better than a sultan for a bride or something like that. And I'm searching this and it's just pulling up pictures of royalty, you know, like sultans and royalty and their family. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing, that there's absolutely nothing on the internet about this song.
A sample of the podcast Reply All from Gimlet Media. You can hear the rest of the story and many more from the unfailingly entertaining world of the internet on Reply All, available on the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org. When kids reach a certain age, everything their parents do becomes embarrassing. Unfortunately for Jamie Morton, it happened again in his late 20s. He's the host of My Dad Wrote a Porno, a hilarious podcast about exactly what the title suggests. Jamie teams up with his friends James and Alice to read through the erotic novel that Jamie's dad has been writing under the pen name Rocky Flintstone. Each episode gets through a chapter at best as the three friends howl with laughter while attempting to navigate the fantasies of Jamie's father. My Dad Wrote a Porno is exactly as funny as it sounds, and it'll have you laughing till your sides hurt and thanking God your father has never had this idea. Here's a sample from the very first episode of My Dad Wrote a Porno, of which there are now 5 full seasons. The first episode, titled The Job Interview, introduces the world and the characters of Rocky Flintstone's first novel, Belinda Blinked.
So, should we read the blurb?
Oh my goodness, we haven't even got to the blurb.
I know,
brilliant.
Seriously. Okay, ready? Belinda Blumenthal.
Can we stop there?
That is the least sexy name I've ever heard in my life.
Alliteration again. I think I'm sensing a theme.
Belinda Blumenthal.
Belinda Blumenthal gets exciting, solicited sex regularly. So regularly, in fact, she makes big bonuses from it. Based in London, UK, Belinda works for Steels Pots and Pans as their worldwide sales director.
Rewind.
What?
Pots and Pans.
Pots and Pans.
It is the sexiest of industry.
I don't think if you work in Pots and Pans, you call them Pots and Pans. I feel like there's a more official title, like you'd work in kitchenware. Hi, I'm head of Pots and Pans for a major distributor.
Well, she's a sales director, so she doesn't work directly with the pots or pans, to be fair.
My apologies.
She's just selling.
You're right, it is sexy. Pans. Sorry.
What kind of men work in the Pots and Pans business?
We're about to find out. Sexually supported by Giselle and Bella, her head office colleagues. Ooh. Belinda always gets the order when it comes down to the bare facts. The client base is large, so Belinda has the whole world to fuck. And boy,
wow,
does she get stuck into it.
No, so this is the first...
This is the blurb. We haven't even bought the book yet.
Oh my goodness.
This is the first book in the Belinda Blinked series.
This is the first book?
It's a series.
Of how many?
I mean, sky's the limit.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
That is so optimistic.
Dad wants to do... He wants them to be a series like Belinda Blinked in Saudi Arabia, Belinda Blinked in North Korea. I think he's interested in mixing his two passions, Belinda and travel.
So this is going to be a franchise.
Oh yeah, he's going to be on Oprah in no time. This is the first book in the Belinda Blinked series where she gets hired by Tony, her managing director, and then goes on to make some sales headway by bringing on board a large European customer, Peter Rouse.
Or Peter Rouse.
Oh, maybe it is Rouse. Oh, yeah. Peter Rouse, and makes his initial inroads to the North American market through Jim Sterling.
Has he accidentally copied and pasted like some business blurb in there?
When he was telling me about how he was going to market Belinda Blinked One on any sort of internet search, the keywords are lesbian, erotica, and business and leadership.
A sample of My Dad Wrote a Porno from Acast. Check out the podcast phenomenon that took the world by storm, unfortunately for Jamie, with My Dad Wrote a Porno, available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. If you've got kids that love to entertain, this week's featured local Cincinnati podcast is the perfect pastime. From the Children's Theater of Cincinnati comes Audio Footlights, a podcast that'll ignite, impact, and inspire your lifelong love of musical theater. Audio Footlights invites the young and the young at heart behind the curtain for a sneak peek at the world behind the scenes, as well as wonderful insights straight into the artists working on the shows. Hosted by Children's Theater's artistic director, Roderick Justice, this podcast has all the youth-focused inside information that a kid or a parent could ask for. Plus, Audio Footlights is the perfect snackable size, coming in at no more than 8 minutes per episode. This is a sample of what you'll hear on Audio Footlights, taken from a recent episode featuring two actors from the theater's latest production of Annie Jr. In this clip, actor Lauren Everett sits down with Diana Hutchinson, who stars as the beloved Annie herself, to talk about what life has been like working at the Children's Theater.
I'm here today with the actor who plays the beloved orphan, Annie herself, Diana Hutchinson. Hi, Diana. Thanks for being with us today. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with this production.
Hi, guys. Well, I'm Diana, born and raised in Cincinnati, and I'm only 14 years old. I've only been acting for about 3 years now, but for this production, my theater teacher was actually in touch with the director, Eric, and he was asking if he had any actors that wanted to play the role of Annie, and I was asked by my director, and I was definitely ready to take on this project, so I did a video audition, sent it in, then came in for a live callback, and that same week found out I was going to be Annie.
Amazing. I feel like it's every little musical theater loving girl's dream to play the role of Annie. What's it like for you to be able to step into the shoes of one of the most beloved characters in history?
So at first it was like really terrifying because it's such a big committed role and you have to be there, like you have to be in the moment, you have to understand her troubles and know her arc. But now getting to know everybody in the cast and the people I work with, it's something beautiful that we've created, because especially going back through and using the source material of the original cast and the revival itself, I've really seen to know where I can make my story.
Great. One of the most popular characters in the story is Annie's lovable, scruffy pooch, Sandy. And in this production, our Sandy is played by a live dog. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to work side by side with a four-legged actor.
You never know what you're going to get. So I worked about 3 weeks before rehearsals actually started, 2 days a week, working with Sandy, getting repetition in of our commands and everything. But you never know what you're going to get. Since it's a live animal, you never know if it's going to be over-energetic or just low on energy that day. And you just have to roll with it. So me and Joy, our dog trainer, have come up with different strategies to be able to cooperate with a dog and make sure that the scene can still go on while I have a live animal
right
next to me.
In our local Cincinnati podcast spotlight, Audio Footlights from the Children's Theater of Cincinnati. Enjoy your free VIP backstage pass to one of Cincy's biggest theaters with Audio Footlights. Available now on the Start Here podcast collection on the WVXU app or at WVXU.org. It's chart time, our weekly look at the up-and-comers reaching the top of the Apple Podcast charts as reported by iTunesCharts.net. Well, last year, a New York Times reporter named Kevin Roos did a story about how YouTube is shaping the views of young men by endlessly engaging them in video after video. Well, now the New York Times and Roos are using that story as a jumping-off point for a brand new 6-part podcast called Rabbit Hole, examining how the internet is changing us. And as you might expect, it's not only new to the charts, it went to number one last week on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Rabbit Hole and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter at the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.